This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Xcel Energy has agreed to pay a $925,000 fine after federal regulators accused the company of contaminating groundwater at its coal-powered plant in Pueblo. Miguel Otarola has the details.
The EPA accused the utility of improperly disposing a type of waste called coal ash and failing to analyze groundwater conditions. Xcel will have to create plans on how to close the two ash storage sites at the plant and design a new system to monitor groundwater. A spokesperson for Xcel says there are no signs of contamination of the local drinking water and that the penalty would not be charged to customers. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Artillery brigades from Colorado and Oklahoma are working with the Estonian military to practice shooting rockets. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Lieutenant Colonel Ashgon Enga has been with the National Guard for 27 years. The Boulder resident says most people know the Guard from its work within the state, be it fires or blizzards.
But we also get to do the federal mission, whether we have units deployed in the Middle East, all over the globe, or coming out here for an exercise. It's just amazing that one state can do that.
He says exercises like this, where they practice shooting rockets with their Estonian counterparts, show the varied roles the Guard can play. Colorado is one of six states that have units participating in exercises across the Baltics. The others include Maryland, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, which have state partnerships with Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, respectively. In Saaremaa, Estonia, I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Nuggets president Tim Connolly is leaving Denver for the Minnesota Timberwolves after receiving a five-year, $40 million contract. That's according to The Athletic. This is CPR News and KRCC.